this is Andy Shue, and if you haven't noticed, the last couple of days, there's been a lot of boats in town, and today we are going to talk with the tournament director for the, and I just forgot, the...
It's the Bass Pro Shops Cabela's National Team Championship. I work for the Walleye Federation.
Okay, there you go. And Jeff, tell me a little bit about the organization and why you're in Mobridge.
Yeah, so we had an opportunity to team up with the community of Mobridge for the Bass Pro Shops Cabela's NTC. A couple years ago, we started talking about this opportunity to bring 250 boats in, 250 teams into the area, which seems like an astronomical number, especially for a smaller community. But, man, they jumped on board right away. The whole tourism board was on top of this, and they couldn't wait to bring in the walleye anglers from, I haven't counted the states, but I got to imagine we're close to around 20 to 22, wow, 21 states represented here in this field of 257 boats.
Mobridge has always been known for their walleye fishery. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing. I know that teams have been pre-fishing and, yep, and out there trying to get spots located for the best catch. Tell me what you're seeing so far from the fishery.
Yeah, so the anglers, they've struggled a little bit with some of the warmer water temps and locating some of the fish. You know, these anglers have phenomenal skills from where they're from. I mean, these are the best of the best from where they're from. They've all qualified here through smaller local events from their hometowns, and they all bring unique ways to fish, unique skill sets. And so they're trying to put those all into play here, and some of them work well, others not so much. So some of the anglers are struggling to find maybe some of the smaller fish that they're going to need to round out their basket. And many of the anglers, you know, they're looking for a couple of really, really big fish. The way it breaks down is the anglers can bring five fish to the stage, but only one fish over 20 inches per angler. So when they bring their five fish as a team, they can only have those two over 20, and then they got to round out the rest of their bag in order to fill out their five. And what I've heard so far is that it's not terribly difficult to find your two overs, but that might be the only two fish you hand in, because the under 20s are kind of hard to find. They're very scattered, and they're certainly not in the same places as you're going to find the big ones. But the big ones are going to be big. We're talking 10, 11, maybe 12 pounds that are going to grace the stage here this weekend at some point.
And what are the tournament boundaries? I know that there's always a north-south boundary. What are your guys' boundaries this week?
Yeah, so our boundaries are basically the dam at Pier and the South Dakota border with North Dakota. So they can't go into the North Dakotan waters of Lake Oahe or the Missouri River. So they got to stay in that Lake Oahe from Pier to North Dakota. Yeah, that's a big stretch of water to go cover.
It is. We're going to talk right now about the launch point and the time of the morning. People like to see this, and I don't blame them. You see all those boats lined up and getting ready to go. You can see the anticipation on the fisherman's face, yeah, and some of those boats are just screaming out of there trying to get to their spot. So tell me a little bit about the launch point and the time of the launch.
Yeah, so 7 a.m. at Indian Creek State Recreation Area is when we start our takeoff. And so we'll put all 257 boats into we kind of try to get them into the west launch area. It's kind of the most tucked in, safest place to get them in there and kind of just herd them, corral them there. And we try to get them in there 7 o'clock. Just before 7, we do an invocation, our national anthem, and then we allow them to take off one at a time. They come by, we've got a pontoon on the water where we do our safety inspection. We make sure they're wearing their life jackets and they're zipped up properly. The kill switch has to be on the driver's wrist or body somewhere. And then the live well has to be open to make sure that they're not putting fish, you know, there's not a fish sitting in there, you know, first thing in the morning. We need to make sure they do that after they can go off and fish. And they receive this little boat fob thing. It's got a number on it that matches their boat number so that they know they've been inspected. If somebody ever asks, you know, they come in, oh, I never got one. Chances are they were never inspected and may have snuck out and snuck in the line and things like that. So it's part of, we use it for a safety feature as well. That boat fob comes back to us at the end of the day and we know they're off the water.
So it's happening at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then everybody comes back in. You start your weigh-ins down on Walleye Way. Yep. What time?
Yeah, so 2:30 is what time our weigh-in will start. The first flight of boats will come in. The first about 33 boats will come in. About 2 o'clock, they'll check in on the water, back at the pontoon that's on the water, and then it'll give them a little bit of time to get themselves over to their truck and trailer, get them loaded and up over to the walleye up statue in town here where we got the weigh-in trailer. And so once we get them up there, we can start rolling through the weigh-in. The first 2 days here are going to go pretty quick for our weigh-in. 250-some teams. I've got 33 boats in a flight and 20-minute flights. So it's less than a minute per team on stage to get them all to get through. That final flight will come in at 4:20. I anticipate they'll be up at the stage before 5 o'clock and about 5:30 or so. Probably be wrapping it up for the day.
There's going to be a lot of people that want to come watch the weigh-ins.
Sure.
What do you recommend? Because it's going to be a traffic situation.
Yeah.
Do you recommend that they park away from the stage, kind of up, and kind of walk in down there to Walleye Way?
Yeah, I would certainly recommend up off the Walleye Way First Street area. Get yourself parked in there, come walk across the track safely, and we're going to have a lot of trucks and boats parked up just south of the tracks there, and so we want to make sure that everybody is able to walk in and walk out safely without impeding anybody's traffic. And, these guys are all excited to get their fish weighed and stuff like that. We don't want to get in their way to be able to do that.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Put you on the spot for a second. Anticipation, what are you expecting as far as winning weights?
Yeah, so I'm going to guess the top weight each day is probably going to be that 23 to 24 pounds. I do believe the team, there's going to be some teams that find their two overs. They could be those 6, 7, 8 pound overs. I think it's really possible that you find even a couple of 10 pound overs. That gives you the 20 pounds right there. And then you round out your other three, to round out your best five, another 6, 7 pounds, overs varying between 15 and 19 inches. I do think that 23, 24, 25 pound range is what we're going to see each day for the top side. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if somebody reaches over the 30 mark, maybe one day out of the two, we see some real big fish come in.
This is exciting for this little town of Mobridge. 250 boats out on the water, weigh-ins starting at 2:30. Again, we want to stress that you don't want to get in the way of the weigh-ins. Park,
sure.
Park away. Yeah. Up there in Wrigley Square would be a great place to park your vehicle and then walk in and enjoy, maybe bring a chair along with you to sit in and enjoy the weigh-ins. There's going to be some great-looking fish, some great-looking boats, and a lot of professional fishermen on the water.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, if you get a chance to tap their resources, ask them some questions, you probably won't get a lot here day one.
Yeah.
A lot of answers, you know. They maybe talk a little bit more on day two. And, the final day, we cut to 25 teams. We call them the All-American 25. So we got 250 teams, and we cut everybody but 25 for the final day. And so that final day, that's when all the real secrets are revealed. These are the teams that have been consistent through 2 days of fishing, and then on that third and final day we get to find out who's going to take home a $25,000 check and an $89,000 boat, motor, and trailer combo.
Wow. That's there you
first
go
place.
That's what it's all about right there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in
and
spending some time, and we look forward to seeing you at the weigh-ins, and congratulations on putting on a great tournament.
Thanks so much.